Hey, you're tuned in to the Verve Podcast live from the heart of Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for listening, and viva la Verve!
Hey, you guys remember the show? Any of you watch the show Deal or No Deal? Yeah, and we get into it. It was real popular for a while. Just to remind you briefly, the deal is that a contestant would choose one of, I think, 20 briefcases. Each briefcase was worth a secret amount of money, and so they now own this briefcase, which is theirs, but they don't know how much it's worth. And then they would start choosing other briefcases, the value of which would be revealed and give you a little bit of clue of at least what your briefcase wasn't worth. And then periodically, a banker would make offers for their briefcase. They would buy their briefcase for that amount of money. Now, I'm so cheap that I could never go on this show because the host, Howie Mandel, would say to me, you know, the banker's making an offer of $6.50. Do you want that offer? And I'd be like, I'll take it. And he'd be like, are you sure you want that offer? And I'm like, dude, that's like an extra value meal, supersized. I'll take the $6.50. And he'd be like, I really don't. And I'd be like, I'll take it. But just way too cheap to go on Deal or No Deal. So I would just watch the show. But I'm so cheap, I couldn't even really watch it. Like, it bothered me. I wanted the contestants to take every single offer. Like, it drove me crazy if they wouldn't take the offer. And so I would actually start rooting against them because of their greed, you know? So, like, this person would turn down, like, a $140,000 offer from the banker. And I'd be like, are you kidding me? That's like 70,000 extra value meals. What are you doing? And so then the person has to choose three more briefcases to reveal the amount. And the contestant's like, keep it low, $5. And the audience is like, keep it low, $5. And my wife would be sitting next to me on the couch, keep it low, $5. And I'd be like, make it high, $1,000,000. And they'd open the briefcase and it would be $1,000,000. And the contestant would be like, no. And the audience would be like, no. And my wife would be like, no. And I'd be like, yes, you deserve it because you're greedy. And the banker would call in and now they'd offer me from 140 down to 26,000. And I'd be like, ha, see what you get for not taking the offer. You know, it's interesting watching that show because it seemed like more often than not, they would make the wrong decision. And the reason was because that contestant didn't have all the information they needed. Right? If they had all the information available to them, they'd always make the right choice. Problem is that they didn't have all the information, and so often they wouldn't make the right choice. And that's not just true for them on a game show, that's true of us in life, right? Often, we find ourselves not knowing what choice to make, or maybe we make a wrong decision, and the reason is because we don't have enough information to make the right decision, and we know that. But what you may not realize is that this has everything to do with Christmas. It's everything to do with Christmas. Like, did you know that the original Christmas started out with a deal or no deal decision for God? The choice? Send your son to earth. Deal or no deal? The information available. Well, your son would grow up poor. Later as an adult, he would become a carpenter. And so he would probably hit his thumb with a hammer hundreds of times, which makes me wonder what Jesus would say when he hit himself on the thumb with that. Oh, me! I don't know. And then later what would happen is people would take a hammer and they would nail him to a cross. And he would die what many consider to be the most painful death ever devised by humans. He would die by crucifixion. And in his time of need, all of his friends would desert him. So knowing all that, do you send your son to earth, deal or no deal? No deal. But that's not all the information available. There was other information. His son would come down and heal the sick. He would help the poor. The painful death he experienced would have the supernatural power to remove the sins of all of God's children, all of us, so that we could have a relationship with God again, ending the pain, the heartbreak that God had been experiencing ever since his children had walked away from him. And after 3 days of death and burial, Jesus would walk out of the grave and defeat death and prove that he truly was the Son of God and give people hope that they could also have life after death. So with all that information, deal or no deal? Deal. And so God the Father decided to send his Son Jesus to earth. And he decided to send his Son through a young unmarried couple named Joseph and Mary. And so the original Christmas then became a deal or no deal decision for Joseph and Mary. The choice, are you willing to give birth to and raise the Son of God? Deal or no deal? The information available. Well, Joseph and Mary weren't married. And they lived in a small, extremely conservative religious community where having a child out of wedlock, that was just not acceptable. At the least, your best hope is that you would become a religious and social outcast. Not only that, but they would have to raise the Son of God in their home. Ever think about that? Like, that's got to have some awkwardness to it, right? Like every once in a while, I think about the fact that God is watching me all the time. It's true, he's watching us all the time. But usually we just kind of go through life ignoring that, right? But every once in a while, I think about the fact that right now God is watching me. And it's a little weird to think about the fact that God is watching you. What if you raised him in your house? I can picture Joseph and Mary sitting at the table, and Jesus is sitting over there, and Mary going, Joseph, he's looking at me again. He's looking at me again, right? It's just got to be a little bit weird. There's God sitting over there, right? It's got to be intimidating having to raise the Son of God as your child in your home. So deal or no deal? No deal. But Joseph and Mary had some other information available to them as well. And so God sent an angel to Mary. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 33, and we're going to put all the Bible verses on the screen for you tonight. The Bible says this: In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." And then God sent an angel to Joseph to give even more information. So in Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, it says, "But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him," him as Joseph, "in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'" And so they're told, yes, you're going to have a baby, and the baby will be born out of wedlock. And yes, it's going to be awkward to raise the Son of God in your home. But this child, this boy, he's going to be someone special. He's actually the baby king. He is a king, and he is coming to establish his kingdom on earth. And he will save everyone from their sins. So with all that information, deal or no deal? Deal. Right? And their saying yes brings us to this Christmas, where you have a deal or no deal decision. You do. Your choice is this. Do you want the Father of the Son of God, to be your father? That's your decision. Do you want the Father, the Son of God, to be your Father? You have that choice. I've been thinking about this decision that we're all faced with, and I wondered it kind of this way. I wondered if my kids, I've got two kids, if my kids were given the choice before they were born, whether they wanted to have me as their dad or not, what would they have said? I've thought about this a bit. The information available. Well, they would be told, you have to understand that this guy, if he's your dad, every time you open a bag of M&Ms, he's going to stick his hand out. And you're going to say, no, those are my M&Ms. And he's going to say, when did you get a job? He's going to say, I got those M&Ms for you. They're my M&Ms. Give me some of your M&Ms. You need to understand that. You need to understand that every time you bake chocolate chip cookies, and you'll be in for a long time in the kitchen with your mom and making these chocolate chip cookies, and they're going to come out of the oven, and this dad, if you choose this dad, he's going to come in and steal your cookies. He will. He'll come in when they're out of the oven and they're warm and they're gooey, and he will sneak in and he will look for the best cookie and he will steal your cookie. You need to understand that. You also need to understand he'll give you chores to do around the house. And you're not going to like the chores he's going to give you around the house. But even when you don't want to do them, he's going to make sure that you do. You need to understand this guy is going to make you spend time with your family. And that might sound nice, and sometimes it might be, but sometimes you're not going to want to. Sometimes you're going to have better things to do. Sometimes this is not going to sound fun to spend time with your family, but he's going to tell you that you don't have a choice in the matter because it's good for you. So deal or no deal? Maybe no deal. Maybe no deal, right? Maybe they would have decided, I don't think I want that guy to be my dad. But I think that would have been a bad decision because there would be other information that they could have available to them. Like, from the moment you are born, this father will reallocate all of his resources and the things that he would have done with his money and his possessions, he will not do so that he can always make sure that he provides for you. And your father, he will reschedule his entire life. From the moment you were born, there are things that he would have done that he will not do because he'll want what's best for you rather than him. And this father, he will give you a place in his home, and he will give you a place in his heart. And if you go into this family, this father, he will give you all of his attention, and he will give you all of his love, and he will care for you, and he will care about you, and he will stay close to you every day of your entire life. So knowing all that, deal or no deal? I think deal. I think deal. And that's sort of like our decision, the decision that you face this Christmas. Whether you think of Christmas this way, whether you realize it or not, you have this decision this Christmas. Do you want the Father, the Son of God, to be your Father? The information available. Check this out. You need to understand that this Father, every time you get a paycheck, he's going to stick his hand out and ask you for 10% of your income. Seriously. And you're going to be like, whoa, that's my money. And he's going to be like, I gave you the job. And he's going to ask you for 10% of your income. No joke. He's going to say, you got all your money from me. And you need to understand that this father, he's going to tell you to serve. And maybe that sounds nice, but there's going to be times where you just have too much to do. You've got too much going on. But he's still going to insist that you give your life, not just for yourself and to selfish pursuits, but also to serving other people. You need to understand that this father is going to insist that you live in community with other people who are on a journey with you. And that may sound nice, but it's not always nice. You know, there are times where you don't necessarily want to be with other people. You don't want to be around other people. You don't want other people getting up in your business. You don't want to have to know about their problems. And so there's going to be some of these people you don't even like. And you don't want to be friends with them. And this father's going to say, you know what? You still need to do it because it's good for you. So with all that information, deal or no deal? Maybe no deal, right? Maybe no deal. Maybe you would hear all that and you would choose not to make the Father of the Son of God your Father. But I'll tell you this, if you made that decision, and that'd be a really bad decision. Honestly, I will tell you that would be the worst decision you'd ever make in your entire life. Because there's other information that you need to know. Like, you need to know that from the moment you are born, this Father will reallocate some of his massive resources to make sure that you're provided for. Yes, he's going to ask you to give, but he's always going to make sure that you're provided for. And this Father, he will actually change his schedule for you. Because his focus will be so on you, on making sure that he takes care of you and that you get what's best for you. This Father will guide you with his wisdom, and it's wisdom that you could get nowhere else. In fact, it's because of his wisdom that he'll ask you to give some of your money away. Not because he needs it, but because he'll know that it's the very best thing for you. And he'll tell you, listen, if you just trust me with some of your money, I can use it to feed hungry people and to give homes to the poor and to connect other people to my son Jesus. And you could change the world by being generous, and it will be good for you as well. And that's why he'll tell you to serve people. Because by serving people, you're going to make a difference with your life and you're going to make other people's lives better. And it's going to change you at the same time. And it's why he'll tell you to live in Christian community. He'll say, because, listen, there are going to be times where you need other people. Where life is hard and you'll need someone to turn to. And you need to be that person for someone else when they need you. You need people in this journey who are committed to you. And this Father, he will give you all of his attention. And he will give you all of his love. And if you just say yes to him, you get to actually live life every day in his love. And you'll realize if you say yes, that that's actually what you were made for. You were made to live life in his love. So hearing all that, deal or no deal? There's a story Jesus told once about a son who had a great father. And even still, he grew up just thinking, what if there's something better out there? And finally, he reached a point where he just had enough of his dad. He had enough of life as he knew it, enough of home. And so he decides that he wants to go off and he wants to see the world. He wants to try new things. And so he takes his father's money, half of his father's money, and he goes off and he just lives a wild life, rebelling against everything his father taught him. And eventually he runs out of the money and it just begins this downward spiral and he ends up in a place that he really does not want to be. And it seems like his life is just ruined, like he is beyond help. And that's when he realizes the place he really wants to be is home. It's back where he was. It's with his father. And so he decides to return home. He realizes what he's done. He's taken half of his father's money. He's wasted it on. And so he assumes that his father would never take him back as his child, as his son. But he hopes that maybe his father will find it in his heart to hire him on to work on his farm. And what he doesn't know, what he discovers, is that his father's actually been sitting out on the porch, waiting day after day, just staring down the road until finally he sees his son returning. And when he does, he runs and he hugs him and he holds him and he forgives him and he welcomes him home. And Jesus ends the story by saying, that's your heavenly father. That's your heavenly father. And he is just waiting for you to come home. Now, some of you maybe are, maybe you're really new to this. You're kind of here tonight because it's Christmas Eve, and maybe you're new to church, new to Christianity, new to God, and right now you're thinking, oh, I get it. He's talking to me. And you're right. I am. And the truth is that you have a choice to make. The ultimate decision facing you tonight and for the rest of your life is this one. Now, listen, you don't necessarily have to make this decision tonight. You may not be ready tonight. You may not have enough information to make this decision tonight. But still, at some point in your life, you have to decide, do you want to go home to the waiting arms of your loving Heavenly Father? Deal or no deal? If you're not ready tonight, can I encourage you to take a step in that direction? Maybe you're not ready to make that decision. I would understand that. But would you take a step in that direction? Here's a step. What if you came back to Verve for the next 2 weekends? We're doing a brand new 2-week series. What if you say that's a small step I could take just to explore some more? What if you came back for the next 2 weekends at Verve? But if you are ready tonight, you can make that decision tonight. God's on the porch waiting, and you can make that decision tonight. Now, others of you, you're not new to this. You're not new to church, to Christianity, to God. And right now, you're thinking, he's just talking to everyone else, the people who showed up for Christmas Eve who don't normally come. And because this deal or no deal decision, do you want the Father of the Son of God to be your Father? That's a decision, you know, that they need to make. And if you think that, you're wrong. Because I'm actually talking to you. See, this decision of whether or not we want the Father, the Son, the God to be our Father, it's a decision we don't make once. It's a decision that we need to make every single day. And the truth is that there are a lot of people who are Christians, but in practice live as atheists. It's true. They said yes to God as their Father, but day after day they ignore God as their Father. They worry and worry and worry like they don't have a Heavenly Father who's looking out for them. They pursue the things of this world and never pursue spiritual things. They don't give, they don't serve, they don't live in community as God's told them to. And so if you've been listening to this message tonight, maybe hoping that someone else in the room might say yes tonight to God and you know, make him their Heavenly Father, what if the whole time God's been up in heaven hoping that you'll say yes to him tonight? I know you did once. I know you did back then. But maybe God wants you to say yes to start actually living in his love every day. So what do you think? Deal or no deal? I admitted to you earlier, if I was like on the deal or no deal game show, I would be the worst because I would take any offer. Like any offer, I'd be like, okay, like it's money, I'll take it. I'd take any offer. In real life, with things like this, I am incredibly slow to make decisions. I'm cynical, I'm wary, I'm absurdly rational, and so I'm very slow to make decisions. In fact, when I first heard of God's offer to me, maybe for some of you, maybe this is the first time you've ever heard it, I decided I had to study the evidence regarding the veracity of the Bible. I had to know, is this true or is this just some myth that people like to say? And it took me months to get to the point where I felt like I had enough information. And finally, when I did, I said, deal. Yes, deal. And I need to tell you, that was the best decision I ever made. In going home to your Heavenly Father, when you say yes to him for the first time on a day-by-day basis, that would be the best decision you ever make. It really will. So, deal or no deal? We're going to end our time together tonight with one more song. And after that, if you want to talk to someone, if you have a decision to make, if you have questions, we'll have people back behind the Velcro bar. I will be back there as well. I'd love to talk to you. And you just ask questions. You can, whatever. We'd love to talk to you about that. But first, I'm going to pray. And then we've got a quick commercial for you to let you know about the new 2-week series that we're starting this weekend that I hope you'll come back for, even though you may just think, just here for Christmas Eve, maybe show up and surprise yourself this Sunday morning or Monday evening. And so I've got a quick commercial for you, and I'm going to pray. God, thank you that 2,000-ish years ago, you were faced with this decision. Do I really send my son down to earth, knowing he's going to grow up in poverty, knowing he's going to be betrayed, knowing that he's going to go to a cross and suffer humiliation and torture and death? And the reason you said yes is because of each person in this room tonight. The reason you said yes is because you love us so much. That deal was worth it to you to have a relationship with us. God, maybe there's some people in this room who it doesn't even jive with them. Just the idea of a relationship with God. What does that mean? What would that look like? And I understand being in that place of not understanding. And I just pray that people who maybe are on the beginning of a journey, that they would decide, you know what, I'm not there yet, but I want to take next steps in that direction. I want to explore this further. Maybe coming back to Verve at least a few more times. And God, for those of us who maybe have said yes, I pray that you'd help us to say yes again tonight and to really live what we believe, to trust in the Heavenly Father who's taking care of us. And God, there might be somebody here who's like, I'm ready. I don't need to think further. I want to make this decision tonight. And I pray that they let somebody know before they leave. Thank you, God, that Christmas, with all the good stuff it is, more than anything, what it's really about is you sent your son for us because you loved us. And we thank you for that. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.